I am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called Six-Pack Sally, swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I have become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. I was trained to be predictive, to get ahead of the curve. I was ahead of the curve on the savviest man on Wall Street, being no smarter than you or me when it comes to Shazam, con men, Ponzi scams. I named my podcast Exposed, Wall Street Secrets Warren Buffett Does Not Tell Investors. How did I know Warren would be conned? Inevitable. Timing of titling my podcast just a few months back to the news of Buffett victimized. Truth is, this was not my podcast's first name. Something niggled at me, bugged me to make this change. Now you know the rest of the story. Knowledge plus hard work plus trusting your intuition, trusting your gut equals kismet. The FBI announced Warren Buffett is Ponzi scammed out of $347 million by DC Solar Solutions, a solar energy company Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway invested Berkshire Hathaway investor funds into. Like that proverbial tree falling in the forest, who hears it? No one, it seems, until Berkshire Hathaway announced the loss, sorta, in Berkshire Hathaway's first quarter annual report 2019. Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway investors learned of the Ponzi scam in Berkshire Hathaway's 2019 first quarter report, not before. First quarter annual reports are issued after the first quarter is over, not before, which means Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway knew of the Ponzi scam before the first quarter report went to press. Weeks, even months after Berkshire Hathaway's first quarter annual report was worked on. Warren Buffett withheld from Buffett's loyalist news of Buffett's Achilles heel being Ponzi scammed months, if not longer, making the point of my podcast easier. Even the best of the best, the brightest of the brightest, may not be all that, rather just good salesmen, good talkers that investment clients, investment victims, found easier to believe rather than believe in themselves. May 17th is the week news broke on Warren Buffett being scammed. The week of May 17th is the anniversary week of the 1792 New York Stock Exchange beginnings. A group of brokers met under a buttonwood tree on Wall Street, signing an agreement that has come to be known as the Buttonwood Agreement. The coincidental timing of announcing this massive fraud against Warren Buffett on this May 17th date, centuries later, one of the biggest, if not the biggest name on Wall Street, Warren Buffett, outed exposed by the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigations, a victim of DC Solar Solutions' Ponzi scam to the eye-popping amount of $347 million, brings a new dimension to renewable energy, oozes irony. Warren Buffett is about to learn who his friends are not, and never were. The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, knew about the scam before the FBI, or pretty soon after. That is how it is with all of us victims. The SEC knows, tells no one for about 2 years, files an SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission action in the SEC ALJ court, which SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, ruled the Securities and Exchange Commission cannot, should not be doing, but the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, does still anyway. And then one day, out of the blue, the FBI is at Warren Buffett's, Berkshire Hathaway's front door, telling Warren, telling Berkshire, what the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, tells each and every other victim of Ponzi scams. Take two steps forward if you have X amount of dollars with XYZ company. And when that person takes two steps forward, the FBI then says, not so fast, take two steps back. Your money is all gone in a Ponzi scam. The FBI is that blunt. The FBI has to be. The FBI is telling people, people who do not have billions in the bank, their life savings are gone. I saw this firsthand at the hearing pre-trial of USA versus Don Bennett, Bradley Maskow, and DJB Holdings. The matter, the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their whistleblower on 2010. 8.5 years of more victims before Don Bennett and Bradley Maskow were arrested for breaking federal law. Don Bennett et al. Victim, Jeffrey Lazuri, under cross-examination on the witness stand, learned Lazuri's $4 million was gone. The man came to testify. He testified for his first love, Lazuri told the court. Learned it was all gone. Even tax papers were scams, were fakes. Tax papers were scams, faked, in my prior advisor matter with RBC, Royal Bank of Canada. The Securities and Exchange Commission knew about that too from me 2013 when I learned that portion of their crime. The Securities and Exchange Commission did nothing. Well, actually, the Securities and Exchange Commission did something. Nothing. Covering the crimes up, not telling cops, as the Securities and Exchange Commission did not tell cops about DC Solar Solutions, the entity that conned the Oracle of Omaha. The Securities and Exchange Commission stabbed the Warren Buffett in the back. You know something? Warren does not know that yet. Hence the title of my podcast, Exposing Wall Street Secrets, Warren Buffett Does Not Tell Investors. Like Sally Field accepting her acting award, proclaiming to Field's peers, you love me, you really love me. No, they don't love you, Sally. Nor does the Wall Street cartel love Warren Buffett. It's all about the money, honey. It's all about the money. I'm going to share this story with you. I guarantee we will never know the whole story. Wall Streeters, the Securities and Exchange Commission, entered crime scene before cops, before law enforcement, to curate the crime site to tell the story Wall Street wants told, the story the Securities and Exchange Commission needs told to assure the story matches the mantra Congress wrote into law for the regulatory, the Securities and Exchange Commission, to follow. Long before cops, long before law enforcement walk in the crime seat, Wall Street, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, send in lawyers to review and remove documents, as I continue to tell you, as you continue to hear from me. As I learned in the Don Bennett matter, the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their whistleblower on. The Securities and Exchange Commission alleges to send in investigators. The investigators are not investigators. The investigators are Securities and Exchange Commission lawyers, documented. Wall Street, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, curate crimes then told to cops. If you and I did that, if the judge hearing the case of USA versus the Capfords and DC Solar did that, you and I and the judge would be charged with breaking and entering, tampering with witnesses and evidence for starters. I'm so happy Warren Buffett got scammed. Warren's victimization shines light on what I've been exposing for a few years now. And when the carpet matches the curtains, so to speak, there is no ignoring. Truth has been told for a few years now. I'm like so delighted Warren got scammed. People listen, learn. No one is above being conned. The Oracle of Omaha. Warren Buffett is human, puts his pants on one leg at a time like we do. But Buffett did something you would not do. Buffett covered the crimes up from his investors. Laying this story out will take multiple episodes. You will see what I saw, looked at. These crimes must stop. As I told Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton, 2013, in Eleanor's office, nose to nose, these crimes will stop. Stories, research take a lot of work, time to understand, to wrap my head around details to share with you, with others, with law enforcement. I'm about educating investment clients. I'm about educating law enforcement too. The way Wall Street has covered financial crimes up since the 1930s, law enforcement has no clue what crimes were taking place on the local level, on the state level, on the federal level, until the Ponzi scammers were reported, caught, arrested, and charged on the federal level. And when these crimes began, percolated on the local level first, local law enforcement oversight. While Warren Buffett is known for Warren Buffettisms like be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful, I am known for my carryisms like karma's a truth-telling investment client whistleblower Wall Street scorned, much more potent than karma's a bitch. Warren Buffett also says, fear wants to leave en masse, but confidence comes back in the door one at a time. Opening the door for speculation, what will happen to Berkshire Hathaway? My goal is to bring investors back, confidence back, one educated investor at a time. My goal in my podcast is to restore crime oversight to local law enforcement where the oversight is according to the law, not according to Wall Street minions out there intercepting what cops are told on handling of financial crimes. Investor loyalty will be when the whole truth and nothing but the truth on Warren's Ponzi scam web gets out. Buffett did not tell investors of the crime. Fiduciary, the word that Wall Streeters try to tear down, does that word fiduciary not scream out here now? Will Warren Buffett devotees look past Warren Buffett being scammed? Will Buffett loyalists look twice at the ethos of Warren Buffett? Look deeper at the man investors entrusted life savings to, that same man who delayed advising Buffett's devotees. It was a matter of time, I knew, that news would escape Warren's control. This is the story of Warren Buffett and the cover-up of a victimized, publicly traded company that got away, so to speak. Berkshire Hathaway's board of directors are accountable. Warren Buffett, chairman. Charlie Munger, vice chairman. Walter Scott, Jr. Thomas S. Murphy. Howard Graham Buffett. Warren's son. Ronald Olson. Charlotte Guyman, David Gottesman, Bill Gates, Steve Burke, Susan Decker, Merrill Whitmer, Ajit Jain, and Greg Abel. Bill Gates. Likely, this Buffett cover-up from investors will open doors to investigate Gates companies too. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the Securities and Exchange Commission have with intent been running a fake news campaign, a misinformation campaign no different than Tokyo Rose did in World War II, no different than news pundits are blaming Russia for doing in American politics. I feel like late-night host Jimmy Fallon doing Fallon's show shtick of writing thank you notes. Thank you, Warren Buffett. Thank you for being Ponzi scammed. Thank you for making my work easier. Thank you for being the newest Wall Street dum-dum. Thank you for showing Wall Street investors these secrets I can and do expose are real. Thank you, Warren Buffett, for crowning me the newest oracle of Omaha, the prophetess of Wall Street fraud. Thank you, Warren Buffett. Thank you. I will be happy getting my name cleared of being alleged in bad faith when I told truths Wall Street's cartel wanted covered up. Getting my monies back and then some. That said, I will be most pleased putting Wall Streeters into prisons being left empty of departing low-level drug criminals not so keen on the White House oval pick. Not so keen unless it comes with the acknowledgement my most significant criminal justice reform was in play before Kim K. hit the Resolute desk. Ladies first, Kim. Ladies first. Let's chat on the rest of Warren's story, relative to the Ponzi scam, that is. This is a long story to tell. I will do so over multiple episodes that I will intersperse with other stories, other episodes of other Ponzi scams. There is more to this universe than everything, Warren. More stories to tell. Lessons to learn. So to be continued. Be patient. Stay tuned. Be good. Be back. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com, www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics' forefront, where it will be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off your time invested and your dime earned. So share. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time. Fantastic, fantastic, greening, level back.